June 16th, 1978, talking to Lydia, Simon, and Huslia.
I can hold it if you want to talk. You can use your hand.
Yeah.
Maybe you could start by just saying when you were born and who your parents were and what their names were.
Okay. Even low. If I talk low, it's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I can tell right here.
Oh, I see. Well, I was born in 1916. And let's see, I was 3 days, they was going to give me present away to my parents, to their friend. I was going to be Christmas present. They was going to surprise my mother. The one they give me is Rose Cochrane and Peter Cochrane down Yukon River. And my real parents, mother and father, is a cut off.
What's their name?
Francis Olin and Christine Olin. This one was my real mother's. And they was going to surprise their friend because they used to go over Quebec with dogs, 7 dogs. Limit is 7 dogs because they can't have more because there was no fish, no moose, nothing them days. They have to cut a little fish in summertime and no moose, nothing, not one. Let's see, since 1936, around that time since we started seeing moose around here, Forest Hook River. First time we saw moose, my husband. That's the first time we see moose meat.
When was the first time you shot moose?
1937. First time we had moose meat. My parents used to hunt way over the mountain, start to middle from here to Ruby. You know, over the mountains, they used to hunt around there for moose and caribou. And
I'm gonna.
Okay. And they used to go over Quebec. Quebec used to be first town. And they used to stay over there a month, come over from around here, 2-3 families. And Peter Cochrane is belongs down Yukon River, old Cochrane. And they used to come up here and they winter up here. Because they like their friend, my mother. So in Christmas, before Christmas, Mama told Christine told Rose Cochrane, well, friend, I'm going to surprise you. He say, I'll give you a Christmas present. He say, he tell his friend. And they forgot, you know, and now it's born in April 25th, after that springtime, way up there in Old Town, on the lake, you know, and there's a lake, and little short portage, and there's another lake, that's where my mother spring, and my other mother, they spring on this other lake too, because there was lots of rats, So they come up, at they camp while they're trapping rats, and pretty soon I was born, April 25th, and they say, that's when I was going to give you a surprise, that was going to be your present, but I had it slow, so anyway I'll give it to you, he say. My father say, if you have baby, you're going to give it to them. That's how much we love them. That's how much we like them, they say. So Mama say, yes. So he say, wait. He's going, he's too small. Maybe three days later. So my mother, really mother, keep me 3 days. That's all. and Peter Cochrane and Rose Cochrane come again. To say, well, we'll give you a baby, to say. Well, they adopted me. And Peter Cochrane was packing me. Big, tall guy. He packed me down to that other lake where they stay. And that spring they come out and they went down Yukon. And I was 2 years old. And I can't remember. Just like dreaming, you know, just a little place. And my mother say, well, I think, Peter Cochran say, well, I think they're going to see his real parents, his daddy and his mama. And I was thinking, well, I don't know what they mean. So they went down to Kaikuk Station. We went by Ruby. We went by Galena, and we come to Kaikuk Station down there. So, Daddy always go down this way, this Kaikuk River down, Olin and Christine, and they go down what for. They had no store around here, just a little store. And they were fishing down there too. So, we come to Kaikuk Station, and I just remember they say first time they gonna see me. I was 2 years old, or three, between two and three anyway. And they say, that's your mom and your dad.
That kind of see
you, huh? There's a tine in there. We went down Kaikuk Station and I see them that time. And I see my brother Jubilee and Celia and Bainey and Mary. First time I see my four sisters out of 16. They all died before that.
Which sister is
Mary. Mm-hmm.
What's
Mary. Mary Vent. That's the only sister I got. We're only two out of 16. Though we was, Mama had 16, eight boys and eight girls. Half and half. So after that, I was about six or five. And I know, I remember good that time. We went down to Kaikuk Station again for potlatch. And no, yeah, about seven, close to seven. And that time Mama had baby, last baby I think. I was kind of small. I just remember that's 2 years after that, I guess. I must be going on 4 years old or something, because I know Irma was baby that time, and my mom's last baby, they were same age, my sister's first baby, and my mom's last baby, they were same age, and I know that time I had all white clothes, and you know them shoes. Black shoes with the, it's like little black marbles all the way up.
Oh, yeah.
That kind. I just know it. And I had it's like silk dress, silk petticoat, and lace this nuts on it, this dress. And I see myself, and they say, I was blind. And I thought I see that time because I don't know. I didn't. It's like I dream. And they say, I talk English. I mean, I talk like quite English. Mm-hmm. I talk like that. They say, I don't know how to talk Indian. Because mm-hmm. Ruth Cochran was, he went to school down at Holy Cross. And he used to talk English with me. And they say, I don't know how to talk Indian nowadays. Mm.
Were they white people?
No, she's kind of quarter breed. And this Peter Cochran is kind of quarter breed. He was, I don't know. Let me see. Yeah, he was quarter breed. Both of them was quarter breed. And we went back up, and after that, we was down Mulatto. I was about 6 years old. I was big. And afternoon, I look little, but too bright for me, so I close my eye. And this year, it's like I run. It's like I see and I run. I run all over, and I know people, you see. That's why I don't recognize people much like that, you know. It's hard for me. Even right now. You see, if you go back and you dress up in different clothes and you're coming in, I wouldn't recognize you. No, I can't recognize people.
Can you tell by the voices?
Mm-hmm. By the voices and by the clothes, dress up, the way you walk and the way you can, by your voice. Uh-huh. I could remember a ghost like that. That's why I see I have to use address all the time. Address is, you know, if you write to me, I could remember you. Lots of people, right, even right now, you see, you saw me that time. I say, oh yeah, that's all. I got cataract on my eye. You could see it on this side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both sides. Yeah. And even so, I see close good, and I saw babies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what they tell me. My sister and my auntie, they tell me, you should quit soon because I might hurt my eye, you know, while I'm getting a little older.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say, but I can't. Just the way what I am, and it never changed, and it's just, I'm just like that since I was 8 years old, I guess. First time, 7 or 8. Since that time, I opened my eye, and it never changed.
Before that, your eyes were closed.
I was closed. It was closed like this.
Wow.
And all at once, I started opening my eye, and it was so bright. So once in a while, I closed for a while, and I get used to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. And I was 6 years old. Yeah, about 6, and my father, Peter Cochran, he started to get sick. I just know there's hospital down Mulatto that time. So they had tent outdoors on the bank. I know we stayed there. And me and Mom was sleeping on the floor, and Daddy was coughing night time, and after that I knew him. But that year I never see him. He died. And I don't really know, because I was kind of blind, and so I don't remember good. I was big enough to remember, but I can think. I mean, you know, I can't know. When I was a kid, I can't know much. And next year, my mother started, he had TB, I guess. And next year, my mother died to Rose Cochrane in Old Cochrane. There were lots of people in there. Right now, there's nothing but grass. Grass and willows, that's all. And the next year, my mother died too, and I see what old man Tom Jemery.
What's his name?
Tom Jemery. Mm-hmm. Old man. Mm-hmm. I see what him. Grandma. They're old. Mm-hmm. We see in the camp, in snow. And they thought I might disappear, so they just let me sit down right between them. And I sleep between them. And when we go in the boat, I just walk between them. I'm in between all the time. to hold my hand.
How come is that you disappear?
Well, they like me so much. They say they're going to have a baby. They're going to raise babies. And they want me so much. You know how it is. That's why they just leave me between all time. So we were in the slough, and I remember that time we had spruce brass on the floor, and we had a Paul's bed, Paul's table, nice little clean place. We sit down behind the stove, and they were cooking chicken in the oven. And boy, I was thinking, yeah, I had nice mama and daddy again. So I said, and they tell me to call us grandma. But there's Ellen, Henry, they raised that one. And that one called them mama. And I started calling them mama. I thought that that's their name. So I was thinking, well, I got new mama and new daddy. And they babied me. And I stayed with them over 1 year. And pretty soon, Simon ran. Just take me from Nulato to work. He was coming up with a little steamboat going up to Fairbanks. And him and Henry and Ellen and Henry, they were across the river and were staying in that little slough, that same little cabin. And they stayed across there. They got three cabs across there. They moved to that place. And him and come across. No kicker, just use paddle, and he paddle across. Huh?
What kind of boat?
Lumber boat. Pulling boat, they call them. So he come across, and he say, his daddy and his mother, their parents went him down there in Kaikuk Station, they say. He tell grandpa and grandma. And see, I started thinking, boy, I want to see them right away. I was thinking, that's where my mama and my daddy is. I didn't know I was adopted. And see, I want to see them. I never sleep good. And he said he'll be back around 8 or 9 days. So he took me across. I see grandma and grandpa was crying. They sat down on the bank. And he put my little clothes in the sack, and he put it in the boat, and he went across with me. And I stayed with them for 5 days, I guess. I started crying for grandma and grandpa. I said, I want to go across, see grandpa and grandma first. And Brother Heyman said, no, this chicken is going to come around pretty quick. So he might miss you, he might look for us, he said. And I was blind. I was about 7. I was big. And I never see it. My eye was closed. And Ellen was a small, tiny girl. And he went around the bend, and he hauled big load of wood. Just big log. He told us, you sit down right here and take care of the two kids. I hold them kids, I sit down. Well, he told me to sit down. And he come back, and he said, pack wood, and he told us to sit down on wood. We sit down on wood. That was Mrs. Sanders Claver. She's living right now. So I called her sister since that time. Evelyn Claver, her name. And pretty soon we hear that boat is coming. There's Joe Stickman, tall man. I got her picture back there. And he told me, your mama and your daddy want you down Kaikuk. Your parents, he told me. Boy, I want to go down. I want to see them right away. And I miss grandma and grandpa too, but I got all mixed up. So he put me in the boat, and he had little room in the boat, rooms. So he put me in the rooms, and he locked me in. He thought I might go over the board, I guess. You know, I was blind. He worried about me.
Because he. You opening your eyes?
No, no. Just close my eyes.
All the time.
And he left in Galena. And the women want to see me. They say, oh, that's Lydia Cochran, used to be my name. And they say, oh, we want to see her. So this didn't pack me. He didn't want me to walk. So he packed me up. And he packed me around town. And I heard lots of people was talking about me, talking about my mother, Ruth Cochran, Peter Cochran. I heard them. I started to talk Indian. And I lose all my language. Do I talk before that? I forgot. And I started to talk Indian. But I talk different up that way, word. And down this way, word is different too, little different, you know. We stop in Ruby and Galena and Kaikuk. And they say, we won't go to your daddy and your mom, your real parents, he tell me. Well, and bank was just full of people them days. Right now, it's just like out camp. Not much people. But them days, full lot of people. There were lots of people. It's like Cochran, too. And I stopped. We went up the bank. He packed me up the bank. And he said, here's your daddy and your mother. Boy, they talk different. They don't talk like us. I talk different. And gee, I started to cry. I want my grandma. I don't want them. And I said, I want my grandma. And I started to cry. And they hold me, they love me, but no. I cry for 3 days. I say, I don't like them. I want to go home. I want to go up to my home for my grandma and dad. I call them daddy and mama. I want to go up to them. That's not my mom and that's not my dad, I say. That's different people. And daddy say, my father, Olin say, hey, I didn't know he's blind. If he's blind like that, I wouldn't take him back. I let him raise up there. But I didn't know he was blind, he told me. He feels sorry for me, that's why. He didn't know I was blind. So I sleep by daddy for 1 week. And I hear him do nighttime. Do make medicine for me, so I'll see. And daddy gave presents to two medicine people. They give him money and they give him, you know, stuff, high price stuff. So they say, water come out and it's just dry around here. You know, pus or something, water, you know, when water is dry in morning like that, it's the same kind, you see. Even on my dress was just dry with it too. I heard them, they make medicine for me, but every time I sleep, that's the way they make medicine. They don't make medicine in daytime. Well, never. Just nighttime. How about your home?
They do it different ways.
Oh!
Yeah.
And,
Do you know who was making medicine for you?
Levine William, abuse. That was daddy. Little Paul, he was crippled. He was small man because he got one side crippled leg. That one and Joe Stickman's father, I guess. Yeah, Joe Stickman's daddy.
I let him go in the house.
Old man Stickman, huh?
I let him go in the house.
Yeah, and daddy, 3 of them. And in the morning, they say my pillow was kind of wet, you know. And afternoon I started to look. I see little, you know, like this. too bright, so I just go like this little at a time. About 4 weeks, I guess, and all at once I opened my eye and I started to see like that. Never since, you know, if I could see around the bend, I could see Moses walking on the bar, I could see it.
Did you know what all those things were?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All at once I see something, I see it good, but if I see it long time, it's two, it's one, it's two, it's like that. Mm-hmm. And when I don't see something right away, I can see it too. You know, like airplane, I could see it from long way. Sometimes I just see it right away. And sometimes I can see it, even it's close, you know. And I shoot good. I had only 410 all the time, because I shoot that one good. I can't leave the gun a long time. I have to find the sight right away. That's why I shoot good. I don't miss so far, even 22. I had a hard time to see the sight. When I shoot that something, I just hit it. And I shoot target. Last year or 2 years, 2 years ago, I guess, we had sisters, and we had blown way down there, and 4th of July, we tried to shoot them, five shots, and I just go like this, automatic, I just see that one balloon, and I just go like this, and they just go like this, and holler, and by accident, I shoot one, I guess, I do that. By accident, you know, fast shooter. Mm-hmm. I can't lift the gun for a while because I can't see.
So you just have to do it.
Mm-hmm. And last year we had balloon across there on the bar. Mm-hmm. To tie it right on top of the water. To put stick in the water and be tied to it. And we had big gun, 30. And we all shoot 5 times. And I was shooting at one, another one, another one, I shot one, third one. Mm. So, you know, it's like by accident, you know.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah. Mm-hmm. All my life I shot 5 caribou. That's when the horn I got up there. You know, we hunting boot lake up there, way up there. We call that big lake and mountain on this side, hills on this side. Nice place. We call that boot lake. Because long ago they used to spring in there. Mm. They need boat and they went in the boat. That's why they call that place boot lake. Nice place, you know. Good for fishing, good for rice and everything. Nice place, that's why they always spring in there all the time. That's the kind of place they spring, that's the kind of place they winter. They do that up there in $5 bills too. They used to, springtime, we used to move to cut off, and we took dogs and few things, that's all, and we used to move down here, tent all the way back, about 10 or 14 tent, all the way back, because lots of fish. All kinds of fish. Fish net. We used to make our own fish net with fish twine. We had 3 ply, 4 ply. For us, it's 4 ply we got. 4 ply is for salmon. 3 ply for white fish. Small net, all kinds of net. And we used to get. We make grease out of fish. Fish guts, fat, and we got them ketchup bottle. Mm-hmm. We fill them up for cook biscuit, anything, fry things. Mm. But this whole that place, you know, in Portage used to be canoe Portage, boat Portage. It used to be the, you know, trade was this thick, and. Water was high. Just this much more and water will go through there. And Fred Byfield back there, he mixed it with shovel. you make mistake. Oh. And it come out to that racetrack slow. It come to another round way up there, and you know where I told you this is racetrack slow. Mm. It come out to there, and no fish.
Oh.
Way up there, there's long lake back here. And it come out to that racetrack slow. That's where it's another place is good for fish. We had fishing in there this spring after a breakup. We had 18 pike and 2 whitefish. I don't want pike, so I pick it up. Last year we caught lots of whitefish. But whitefish go ahead pike 2-3 days going up to the lake, and when the water started to drop, it come out. Whitefish first, and pike is the last. It run 3-4 days when they come out, or else they go back to lake.
Is tomorrow the last day you'll have net out?
No, water is pretty much still stand. So it, you know, it's where the loose water, highest water, but it's still around there, you know. Certain kind, you know, that thing they eat, I show you. There's lots around them lakes and in them grass lakes, someplace.
So that's as long as the water is hot.
Mm-hmm. These things never come out heavy yet. When they come out heavy, we used to catch 80.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got only 22 the other day.
Yeah, yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I got 16 today and 2 pike.
Mm-hmm. When you would get 80, was that 80 in one day?
Mm-hmm. One day and one night. And 2 years ago, I had small net, and right in time, you know, water is dropping fast, and right time, I just got the fish net across there. And I said fish net. While I said it, and I caught pike in there. And I was just sitting it, and I thought, I wait for a while. I catch fish. So we went up to First Hill, and I take some of my girls.
Mm-hmm.
We went up there and we had picnic. I boil it. I had ketchup and mayonnaise, and I pick up all the bones and I just make it just like scramble.
Mm-hmm.
Put the mayonnaise in there and ketchup, vinegar, onion. Fry them kids, just fight for it.
Yeah.
They say they want small, but you know, learn as kids. Learners kids, and there's 2-3 families was there too, fishing. Mm. Coming back, I had 30. While we was up there about 3-4 hours, I had 30 that evening. Friday, I just pick it up. I went across, and I look at it, I went across, I go back, and it's still 10 more. So I go again, I go across again, and still 10 more. Like it's over 40 while I'm doing that. And I just take the guts out and clean it and cut the head off, and I just bring the way I go and cut it, that's all. So we have full of over 100 of it. So they pack it up for me, and I have to fish up out there and smoke out.
Mm-hmm.
I just cut it right away because it's already clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's lots of work to dry it too, you know. So, where I am. I started to tell different stories.
Oh, that's okay.
And,
let's see, we were way back when you first started to sing.
Oh, and finally, there's my sister, Celia, big girl. She was taller than me. She was younger than me, but she was taller than me because she's going to be big, and I was smaller. I was just tiny. I was small all the time. When I was skinny, I used to be the smallest one. Even an older one. And there's my sister, younger sister, Celia, and youngest brother, Jubilee, Biney, and Mama adopted Catherine Atta. Her grandchild. She adopted her grandchild. And we're 5. And boy, we're a big family. It's a big family for me because I was raising alone.
And was Marie Hensley adopted?
No.
No.
Just she's up to Ella Cackett. This is called her sister because Catherine gave her baby. She adopted Catherine's girl. She's my husband's grandchild. My husband's older sister, Lily, that one's daughter, grandchild. So that's Edwin's grandchild. What else? And so I like them because sisters and brother. And when I talk with them, they laugh at me because I talk different. And I try to talk like them. And they used to say, Ina, Ita. That's what we say, Ita as daddy. And Ina as mama. And I thought that's their name again. So I say, Ina and Ita. So I thought, no, I race with them. But I was quiet. I never played no kind of game. Mostly we stay out camp all time anyway. Well, we moved to town in springtime. And we stay in... We stay in town for about 2 weeks. So we moved to camp, fish camp. We stay in fish camp till September. Getting dark. We moved to town again. Three families, you know how much 80 is in them camp? Just two, three families, we stay in camp. Sometimes two. And we moved to town. And we moved to winter camp again. Way out, we had camp down there. Daddy had camp down there. Daddy had camp all over. He had camp down here, 15 miles, that's for Fish Lake. He had camp in there, he had house in there for about 10 years or less than that. He had camp up there in the flat, go up Dalby River, way up on the flat. He had camp in there. We had big scow. And that scow was too old, so he dig hole about 2 feet. And he make lumber house out of scow. And that winter, we was, that summer, we went down. I don't know if we fishing down there. Oh yeah, we fishing down there, and Daddy had big boat, you know, big scow. And he had 4 beds in there, and table. We had stove in there, Kermit engine, you know, tuk-tuk-tuk one. And we go slow, but we go along. And he had big scow too. We put bundle of fish in there. And who's that? Lindsay. I'll start on this first place. They took me back and we stayed down there that summer. And that fall we moved up to Cut Off. We was going to move up to Cut Off and Dominic told him, I'm going to lend you stuff so you'll sell stuff for me. You'll have a little store for me, half and half.
Dominic
Ronati told Daddy.
He wanted your dad to start a store?
Yeah, little store. And his daddy's here. So he gave him lots of stuff full of scow. We moved up there and Daddy was making a new house. He started in the spring. Big house. It looks like 24 by 20 or 22. By 24, it's quite a big house. And the rest pool was on already. And they went down Yukon River and they spring down there, summer down there, and fall time they come back, and fall time he finishes. And he make condors and things like that. He don't know how to write, but Larson, he was married to Larson, my sister, but they divorced. That one know how to write little, so he write. Larson Charlie. And they had this thick book, and it's this long and this wide, and it's this thick book, you know, to give people credit. Mm-hmm. And there's big Charlie and little Charlie, little William, Mr. Happy, and Daddy, and there's about 8 family, I guess. Big family, though. How great with Johnny? Mm-hmm. All of them. Big family, though. And he gave them people credit. And he was doing good. He bought lots before that winter. But I don't remember what, you know. Well, first time we stayed in town to that winter, that winter, and around March, I guess, he was doing good, and he gave out the credit again for spring, mm-hmm. outfit, spring outfit. Mm-hmm. And here, Ambrose from Rubia, Cochrane, Ambrose, mm-hmm. tall man, lazy guy. Come up, and he's still with Daddy. He used to make homebrew. Mm. And they were drinking. When was it? March? Yeah. I know, it's a long day. They were drinking, and his school, Ambrose, or he told Ambrose, he started to teach Ambrose out or something. Because he just ate, he never even cut wood or nothing. He just stay with Daddy and eat, that's all, and do nothing. And they were drinking homebrew, and he started to chase them out. And before that, he took that big book, great book, and he put it in the fire. Dumb! Right. And he just guessed. Larson kind of know how much people got credit, and he just guessed. So that spring they write that money, and Daddy don't like it anyway, you know, too much trouble, he don't know how to read and write to, and he likes to stay out camp and better, you know, we eat good in out camp, fishing and everything, so we just move to camp for all winter. They go to town for Thanksgiving Day. They be gone for 5 days, 4 days. And they come back. When we got the outfit for about 3 months, they got 100 pound flour, 100 pound sugar, and about 15 pound of rice. You know, just little. But Mama know how to cook it. She saved it. So, we come in Christmas, come in town. Boy, we was glad. 1 month ahead, we counted days. You know them days, 1 month, it's just like 1 year for us. Mm-hmm. Right now, 1 month is just like 1 week for us. Yeah, quick. Mm-hmm. And them days, 1 week was just like one month for us. 1 month was just like 1 year for us. 1 week is just like 1 month for us. Right now, it's just like nothing. It's like money, too. Them days, we got quarter, dollar, we buy lots of things with it. Yeah. Then there's the material was the, what you call it, calico? The material was $4 per dollar. Right now it's $2 a yard. Right, lots of things.
Why would you look forward to
getting and that? For the palm flower, it's $5. And right now it's $20, somewhere like that.
Yeah. You had a story about the first time somebody had flowers and wanted that bag?
Way back? Yeah, I finished this one first.
Okay.
And we moved up to on the flat, lots of mink, lots of rats, lots of beaver them days. That's why we had no moose them days. No moose, no cowboys.